All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Uncanny Valley. We are back with Lost Academy. Let's get started. Here they are. Why am I not surprised that they're just sitting here together? Hey, girls. Hey, Grim. Yo, what you doing? Am I interrupting something? You are. Audrey. What? He asked. She's kidding? I know. She and I are friends now. You two got to know each other more? I'm so happy. Well, not really. It's like a load off my mind. I was still afraid you two wouldn't get along. Nonsense. Did I ever not get along with anyone? Where do you want me to start with the list? You know me too well. Well, I barely know you. What's the big deal? You know I'm an open book. Ask me anything and you'll find out. Oh, really? How did you and Audrey start becoming friends in the first place? Hey, don't talk about me like I'm not here. And what kind of innuendo is that? Do you think I can't be friends with Samantha? Don't get all pissed off, Audrey. I'm sure that's not what Grim meant. What do you mean, how? Don't get me wrong, it's just that you're so different. It's hard to imagine you two getting along right away. Something must have happened. Nonsense. You read too many mystery books. And yet? What exactly happened before you became friends? Well, I seem to recall at the time. I'm sorry, I have to answer. Hello, yes. What? I seem to recall at the time, and she's like, I'm sorry, I have to answer. I don't know what that means. Is she gonna call or something? Hello, yes, Mr. Principal? What's up? I have no idea. Principal called. That's weird. Weird indeed. And what a convenient moment it is for you. It must be urgent. Well, I gotta run. We'll continue this another time. Bye, babe. I got a lot to do, so... Wait a minute. Why was Samantha so nervous? Ask her. You don't know? I have no idea. You don't? Absolutely. Who do you both think I am? Okay, no point in pressuring her now. She won't admit it. Maybe it's better to try to eavesdrop on what they're talking about in private. Okay. Never mind. I'm just really nosy. I pick another word. It's not sexy, I don't even know. You're funny, but I really have my hands full. So, of course I understand. See you later. Oh, that was interesting, but I'm in a hurry. I want to meet Naomi in time. It looks like Naomi wasn't bored waiting at all. She hangs out with Lily as if we have no appointment at all. I hope she won't try to blow me off again. Hi, girls. Naomi, are you free? I want to talk with you. Yeah, we just finished discussing class. It was nice to see the both of you. I'm going to run. Good luck, Lily. You came after all. Yep. So are you in? Not exactly. First tell me what your plan is. I'm going to knock on the door and distract Miss Spellman. You sneak in and take a picture of the test. It's a piece of cake. Are you kidding me, Naomi? Your plan is a disaster. You haven't thought through the details. There's a few dozen things that might not go according to plan. Yeah, you're right. But you wanted a test and you got it. What's wrong? Are you in? Come on, you only live once. Grim, please. Okay, I'm in. You are? Phew! Absolutely. Oh my god, I wasn't sure you'd say yes. Wow, maybe this is really important to her. Was I too harsh in my judgment? Thank you. Well, let's not waste any time then. What's the holdup? Let's do it. Oh, Miss Spellman. I'm so glad you're still here. Naomi, honey, what's wrong? Why are you crying? I don't know what to say. It's so scary and painful. Come on, honey, you can be honest with me. Let's go to the ladies' room. We'll wash those tears away, okay? This is my chance. Better not waste time here. There's something special about this place. Being here alone this time of day, it's peaceful. Alas, I don't have time for this meditative nonsense. I bet the test answers are on her desk. So what do we have here? Freshman list. Nothing of interest. Looks like Sabrina's notebook. Mostly ideas for new potions, a few notes about students. Zero information about the test. What do we have here? Test answers. Bingo! Let's take some pictures. Damn. It looks like the Hebrew script from the Bible. The scrolls, you know, the Dead Sea Scrolls. My work here is done. Let's not overstay our welcome. Did I hear something? Shit. Naomi, what the fuck? Think, Grim, think! What do? I need to hide. This'll do. If she doesn't focus her attention on me, please just take what you need and go away. Okay, everything seems to be in order and ready for the test. Now I can finally get to relaxing. I hope you're not planning on doing it here. Things are bad. Sabrina's too close. If I move or make a sound, she'll notice right away. Oh, I'm so lucky to meet you here at this time of day. Jacob? What do you want? Oh, that's a very important question, my dear. Can I wait until tomorrow? I just got off work. I've waited long enough, Sabrina, and my patience is melting like ice in the middle of July. Please, spare me all of that. What do you want? It's time to choose your side, Sabrina. With your testimony, I can prove that old fool is incapable of running our prestigious academy. Holy crap, he's plotting against the headmaster? Why do I always get myself into these situations? You know I'm right. No, I don't. Stop this revolutionary madness. I don't know what Arthur did to piss you off, but stop trying to drag me into this. Your emotions are understandable. I want you to know that I'm not holding a grudge. I know you want what's best for the academy, and I'll keep that in mind when I become a headmaster. Since when is an elegantly concealed threat better than a plain one? Be a man and tell me directly what you're hinting at. Ouch, that's gotta hurt. All I said was that your passion for this place really touches my heart, and nothing more. Good night, Miss Spellman. Yeah, it's time for you to go. Asshole. Why does he act like this is some kind of game? And why do I feel so weak around him? Fuck. Don't let him hurt you like that, Sabrina. Come on, pull yourself together. Well, that was awkward. Thank God no one saw me. Your secret dies with me, Miss Spellman. I'm stuck here forever. My whole body is stiff. It's been hours. It never ends. Is she leaving? At last. Can't believe I went unnoticed. Good night, Miss Spellman. Well now. To freedom. Agent Grimm is coming out. Can't believe Naomi failed to delay Sabrina. She set me up and left me there. What a bitch. We'll see who'll be laughing last, Naomi. After all, I have the photos you so desperately needed. Shit, what is that noise? Have I forgotten to turn my old alarm off? Not the best way to wake up, definitely. Oof. Nah, I can't make my mind to fall asleep again. Can't make up my mind, rather. Maybe it's for the better. I can go get some breakfast before classes. Yeah, that sounds like a plan. My brain needs some fuel to soak up all the knowledge about magic. Samantha, hi there. Grim? Hi. Here, take a seat. Sorry, I didn't see you right away. Sam, you look worried. What's going on? I don't want to cause a panic, but you know how the word panic works, right? I'm already freaking out. Don't interrupt me, please. It's important. I'm sorry. There's a possibility that we won't have long to study together. What's going on? That's why I'm so glad you want to follow in my footsteps. Maybe at least one of us can make it to the end. Wait. Samantha, are those tears in your eye? What's wrong? I'm losing my connection to magic. I can't do magic anymore. At all. I haven't been able to do a single spell since we got off the train. And when I try to conjure, my hands cramp. I've exhausted my magic. That's a bummer. Can that even happen? Poor Sam. How can that be? Can that even happen? I don't know. I can't cast any second year spells. And first year ones only through terrible pain. Have you tried talking to anyone? Victoria? Frollo? The headmaster? Emily has so many books in the library. I'm sure someone can help you. As long as the nurse isn't there for medical help, Frollo's the one to ask. He might be able to help me, but not in this case. Why is that? There are very few strict rules in Cordale, Grim. But if you can't do spells, you don't belong in a society of wizards. Everyone knows that. Once I confess, I'll be out of here and have my memory wiped. Nonsense! This can't be true! Maybe I've looked into it. There have been cases. I don't know what to do. Damn, why Sam? I have to help her somehow. You know what I think? Teachers absolutely do not need to know about your situation. And you don't have to lose your memory at all. I'll find everything out, hypothetically, without mentioning you. And we'll solve this problem. You're so smart. Shit. I'm jealous. Stop it. Tell me when I've got something. In the meantime, just keep your pretty little chin up. Okay. The situation seems to be pretty serious. I've managed to comfort Samantha for a moment, but I have to find out how to help her. I hope Jacob is free now. Well, lucky me, he's right here. I was afraid I'd have to look for him all across the academy. Mr. Frollo, may I have a moment of your time? Be quick, I'm a busy man. Come on, Grim, spit it out. I've got my hands full. So how do I get him on the right topic without names?
Well,
yesterday a third-year student told us that magic can be exhausted. What? What exactly was he saying? He was telling us that a student from another school was getting sore hands when he was doing magic. Then he lost the ability to do complex spells at all. Could that possibly be true? I've heard of such symptoms, but... Why, are you experiencing something similar? No, not really. It's a story. I'm just scared, to be honest. Don't get any ideas, Grim. These things just don't. These things don't just happen. Is that all you wanted? I have better things to do than dispel student myths. Wait a minute. It's important for me to know what makes it happen and how to treat it. You seem very interested in the subject, Grim. Curiosity and hypochondria are my greatest enemies. I want to make sure this doesn't happen to me. Otherwise, I won't be able to sleep. You're not a convincing liar, Mr. Grimm. No wonder you joined Leonhardt. Damn, no fooling him. What to do? I don't want to read as much. That's a quick save. That's the history. Yeah. Read Follow's mind or ask politely? Mr. Frollo, the truth is, I can't tell you what I need this information for. But it's a matter of life and death. If you help me, I'll be indebted to you. Please. Now that's a whole other conversation. Mr. Grimm, are you willing to make a magic pact with me? Could you be more specific about what that means? You said you would be indebted to me, did you not? In the magical world, such words carry weight. You and I will make a pact, and when the time comes, I will charge you for your service. And what happens to one who breaks a contract? Are you such a person? Of course not, but I wonder. His magic will be sealed forever. All I ask is that you share your knowledge as a student teacher. Excuse me. It seemed to me that you were in urgent need of information that only I have. But if you just wanted to learn, wait till your third year. That's when we're going to go over this topic. Now don't waste my time. Wait a minute. I'm going to regret this. I agree. Information for a favor. Let's shake on it. That's great. It's always nice to know an up-and-coming mage owes you a favor. If you say so, now please answer my question. I don't know why you need this information so urgently, but the symptoms you describe are consistent with a ruptured magical ligament. A what? Magic ligament rupture? Is that like tearing a muscle? Not exactly, but you get the gist. When the magical ligaments are torn, it's impossible to perform complex spells. The magic cannot stabilize and begins to wipe the sorcerer out of existence. This is terrible. Is there anything you can do? Of course there is. It's an unpleasant but not fatal injury. All you have to do is make a compress of night fairy pollen and a few herbs. Miss Victoria should have a whole set of them. Thank you. Grim, listen to me carefully. I'm sorry, I thought you were done. You're looking for solutions to the consequences when you should be looking for the cause. What? Magic ligament rupture doesn't just happen. If you don't want to repeat, find the cause. And what could be the cause of such trauma? Magic is unpredictable. One thing I do know is that stirring the magical energy of beings of different essence is very dangerous. It can kill whoever's doing it. Whoever you're looking for answers for is lucky to have gotten away with it. What do you mean, different essence? There are different kinds of magic, Grim. Humans, pixies, dragons, succubi. Lots of different races and different magics. It can be very dangerous to mix them. Why are you telling me all this, Jacob? You and I made a pact, Grim, and I always hold up my end of the bargain. Thank you. I have to go. Oh no, Mr. Grim, it is I who thank you. Good luck in your quest. Great. Now I just need to go ask Victoria about the cure. Oh, I have her lesson in the schedule. It's right now. All right, then. I'll just attend the lesson and then ask her about the cure. Class, attention. Class is about to begin. Today you and I will review how to use the energy of a power source. to create a simple projectile of magical energy, to form a spell out of magical matter. Your task, to clearly visualize the result, the form, the properties, and all the characteristics of the spell. The more complex the magic, the harder it is to exactly achieve the desired result. To do this, we start with your source of power. Concentrate on it. Start to imagine how you would change it. To begin, imagine something simple, the shape of a ball. A smooth ball of concentrated magical power, nourished by the nature of your source. Excuse me? Yes? And if my source of power is heavily tangible, how do you concentrate it into such a rigorous form? That's a good question. You know what the problem with all Cordell freshmen is? You guys think in terms of the physics of our world. And that's okay, because you grew up here and studied here. But magic isn't one word. And it's not limited by the rules of our universe. In order to create a true miracle, you have to make yourself forget those rules. Look, right now there's just air in the palm of my hand. Thanks to the source of power in the air, I begin to draw energy, and I hold in my hand a perfectly straight ball. While the ball is forming, I keep in my mind all the time, the balloon, the gust of wind, the jolt. It's very simple, isn't it? I use magic to enclose the gust of wind into a ball, strengthening the properties of the element, but not changing them. It's simple magic, easy to learn. Even an ogre would be knocked unconscious by such a projectile. I hope everyone understands how it works. By the next session, I want you to be able to create one. At least for a few seconds. So practice often. Every time you try, it'll get easier and easier. Trust me. Class dismissed. Good afternoon, Miss Lapice. May I have a moment of your time? You seem very modest and polite today, Grimm. You want something from me, don't you? It's amazing. She reads me like an open book. So did I get it right? There's nothing I can hide from you, Miss Lapice. That's why you're Cordell's best teacher. I'm not swayed by flattery, but I commend you for trying. But it's true, everyone I've talked to thinks you're the most talented here. You're certainly better at flattery than witchcraft, Grimm. Though you have room to grow in both. You are cruel, but fair. Grimm, get to the point. I have plans, and I don't want to be late. Miss Lapice, I really need to borrow your Night Fairy Pollen Compress. That's an interesting request. Why would you need a compress? And how did a first-year student even hear about them? Mr. Frollo, he told me about the compress and its properties because I really need to help a friend. That's a very vague explanation. Would you care to give me one reason to even consider giving you a fairly rare healing drug? Miss Lapice, I wish I could, but I can't. Well, you know where the door is. Victoria, I'm begging you. Grimm, don't be ridiculous. However you rephrase, please, it doesn't change my response. You're asking me to give you a rare resource for no reason but cute eyes. So you think my eyes are cute? Don't waste my time. I'm not asking for a compress for myself. One of our house's students has a torn magical ligament. He can't manage without a compress. Why didn't you say so before? Take me to the injured person. We'll quickly solve this problem and find the cause. No, wait. I can't take you to him. Why not? I promised I wouldn't betray the secret to the teachers, and I won't break my word. Oh, why am I surprised? You're Leonhardt's student. You know this isn't a joke, don't you? If you don't find the cause of the ruptured magical ligaments, it could happen again. What have you gotten yourself into, Sam? I'll have to have a serious talk with her and find out the truth. Are you going to run to me every time and waste rare Academy resources? No, I will solve this problem. I'll find the reason. You? A first-year student? Yes, trust me. Well, you have a lot of confidence, but you have a shortage of wisdom. This is a failure. We'll have to bring Samantha in, or find a compress somewhere else. At least it looks good. I didn't waste my time. But wisdom comes with experience. I don't understand. You're giving me the compress? And experience comes with mistakes. Go help your friend. Thank you. But promise me that if you don't find the cause of his injury soon, you will come to me. You have my word, Victoria. Thank you. I believe you. Good luck to you. Hey, Sam. I came as fast as I could. I have some news. Grimm, I appreciate your effort, but what's the point? I don't feel magic anymore. No one can help with that. Whoa, I never thought something can affect Samantha that much. Samantha, Rose, stop being so dramatic. Don't you think it's a little bit early to give up? Have you forgotten what a cool friend you have? You're not just asking, are you? Maybe I am. I don't believe it. Did you really find out something? Come on, tell me. I asked Frollo about your symptoms and he recognized them. What's wrong with me? Is it curable? Your magical ligaments are ruptured because of magic conflicts within you. Here, take this. What's this? It's a compress with night pixie pollen and some kind of herb. Use it at night and I'll be able to conjure again? And you can conjure again. Eee! Come here. I'll hug you to death. Hooray, hooray, hooray! I've never heard anyone's heartbeat like that. She's so happy. Am I entitled to a reward? What do you mean? You know. Hee hee. It's a fair price. Your reward. I have a better idea. You're such a tool. A fool. Ew, ew. Didn't you like it at all? It's not that, you know. I couldn't help myself. All the more reason to lighten the mood before a serious conversation. What's the matter? It's rather personal. Can we talk privately? Is it really urgent? I've already made a promise to Audrey. I have to meet her before classes. Are you going to the academy? Yes, why? Let me keep you company. We can talk on our way there. Well, I'm all right with that. Just give me a minute to grab my textbooks. All right, I'll wait here. I'm ready. Great, let's go. So, I think I fucked up on that one. So, let's check this out. That did not work. Your reward. This is my reward for helping Samantha in any way I could since she was 9 years old. The chip we had. I think she enjoyed remembering it. But now we need to add a little bit of tar to that barrel of honey. Thank you, but we need to have a serious talk about something. What's the matter? It's rather personal. We talk privately. Really urgent. Already made promise to Audrey. Yes, wife. Take your company. Okay, here we go. I'm ready. Let's go. Okay. And then she added gnoll blood instead of gnoll saliva. Everything in that class was covered in pink stinky goo. Sabrina was furious. It's pretty much everything interesting that's happened to me lately. How was your day? You know, before saving my life. Oh, that's why she's been telling me all this. At what point I've made the mistake of asking how her day went? At what point have I made the mistake of asking how her day was? Doesn't really matter, Sam. We have more important things to talk about. What's the matter? It's about your problem. The compress I gave you can cure ruptured ligaments. But the rupture was caused by something. What are you talking about? Is there something wrong with me? Not with you. Frollo said the stirring different magical energy can be the problem. As if some other creature somehow affects your magic. This is it, the look on her face. She's hiding something, but I have to be gentle. Nothing comes to your mind? Not really. It all sounds so strange. Is he sure? He sounded like he was sure. He would not lie to me. We made a deal. What kind of a deal, Grim? That sounds dangerous. Don't change the subject, Sam. Do you understand how important this is? I do. I really do. But it's not that simple. I'm afraid I don't know what he's talking about. Don't play me for a fool, Sam. Maybe I'm not the brightest, but it's not that hard to see. What are you talking about? Come on, you spend all your time with one person. Please, Grim, I don't want to talk about this. About what? About the fact that Audrey is... Shh. Not here. Nobody can know. Well, I was going to say somehow involved in this, but now I know I'm right. If Sam thinks I know already, I'll play along. Please, Grim, you have to promise me you'll stay silent. Do you promise? Mm-hmm. Not if you agree. Good boy. Now I'll let you go. I promised to Victoria that your problem wouldn't happen again. How can I be sure to keep my word if you're not willing to cooperate? Guess I should tell Victoria all that I know so she can handle this. No, you can't do that. They'll kill Audrey. What the fuck? What exactly is happening here? Grim, dear Grim, please, you can't. Maybe I'll regret this, but it's not like I have a lot to tell Victoria about anyway. All right, but you have to tell me everything in detail. Otherwise, I won't be able to help you. You're right. I promise I will. Right now, I have to get to class. Audrey is waiting. Then when? Let's meet in the evening in my room. I'll make sure that no one will disturb us there. All right. See ya. Well, I'm happy that Samantha's problem is solved. And so am I, and that seems like a good spot to stop. We'll see you next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with Lust Academy.